Well, I've pretty much said already why proprietary software is bad, because the developer has power over the users. The users are subjugated. And these developers use their power in various ways. Some hurt the users more than others, but they never should have this power in the first place. So with proprietary software, the developer decides what it will do, and the users are stuck with that. The only way they can avoid whatever the developer decided is to stop using the program, to escape. Whereas with free software, the users are in control. The users decide what the program will do. And so free software develops in a democratic manner, under the control of the users. The changes that are made and accepted are the changes users want to make and then accept.